resolving it.
Yes.
And then I try to think good, you know, I mean, I try to think positive, and then be peaceful, and it's been working. It's little by little dissolving. And
yeah, it goes little by little.
Little by little.
Absolutely, little by little. Yeah, a state of presence. Does everybody know? Oh, go ahead.
I was just gonna say that I missed the Tuesdays with you guys on the TV. It was my friend passed away, so we ended up going down to LA after all.
Uh-huh.
And when my friend called to tell me my friend passed away, I knew what she was going to say. I knew what she was gonna say, and then when she just kept talking to me, and then when she finally said it, I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh.
And then I was calm with it. I was at peace with it because I knew she was at peace. I knew she was in that free space and all that kind of stuff. That I could tell my friend expected me to react emotionally.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I decided that thought kind of, not that I wasn't remorseful, because you know what I mean, but I just decided to play the game, and so I showed emotions. Is that I stopped, I didn't let my mind overrule me, I just let it happen, because that's what she wanted, and so I knew it would come across cold otherwise.
No, it is not okay.
So I should have just stayed.
Why
in
would
screen.
You want? Why would you want to be an ordinary example? Why would you not want to horizon people around you with your own message? When you say, "I'm going to satisfy you," then what happens is you faked something that is, well, you wanted, not in a vicious way. I know it was like a sympathy. That you don't want her to think that you don't care, but because you did care very much. No. Stand your ground.
So that's not playing the game?
No, no, it's not playing the game. No, it's I tell you why I say it's not playing the game. It's playing the game that I say, you know, Baba says play the game. Means knowingly you play the game. Knowingly playing the game does not mean you bring all the other habits that people want to see here. In other words, you go to the funeral if you're prompted to go and all of that. So you're part of the life, but you're standing in your ground of existence so other people can benefit from it. Yeah. And you know, it's very hard because you don't want to be misunderstood. You don't want them to people, but let them think.
Being misunderstood isn't
that
bad.
Huh?
Being misunderstood isn't that bad.
No, it isn't. It needs a practice in it.
Yeah.
The beginning is very hard, to be honest, misunderstood.
So I showed emotion, and not to appease her, but just to
be true to yourself. In other words, be true to yourself. If you really are blessed by not being moved.
Okay.
Why would you want, you know? It's a blessing. When my friend died, I was moved. You know?
Well,
even though I'm not with mind at all, I was moved. I was shaken. So you had the blessing not to be shaken.
She didn't want to be here for quite some time. She was very
young.
Yeah, but
this one was sudden, but it did. And I realized, and I remember sitting at Lake Tahoe, because I was in a state of shock. My body was in a state of shock when I heard Ben died. We'll go to the Lake Tahoe house, and I go by Lone Eagle, and I sit by the water, and I watch my body be in a state of shock in my mind, and I said, I'm sorry, you know, that this had to happen, and I'm sorry that, you know, you have to go in a state of shock, but you come out of it soon. So it's like being a friend to your body and your mind and saying, you know, it'll pass. This will pass.
So what, I gave way to the mind then?
No, you actually brought the mind back when it wants to die. And the mind gets confused like a puppy. Do you want me to pee here or you don't want me to pee here?
Am I going to get spanked or am I not going to get spanked?
Yeah. yesterday you trained me not to pee, today you're telling me to pee.
Okay.
I saw that actually today with the little puppy.
Really?
Yes, it's a perfect demonstration.
When you see with a single eye, no need to develop the other eye in order to please others.
So practical situation, kind of like what Joanna described there. Here's Thanksgiving coming, here's Christmas coming. There's a certain family member that wants to be present on Christmas that some of the people don't really want, and said, and so it's been suggested, well, do Thanksgiving. Well, the person is not doing that and buying a ticket for Christmas. Now, if I'm hearing you right, following what you're telling Joanna, the people are not in your truth by letting that occur versus going, Thanksgiving's okay, but Christmas is not. Is that
I would say, you know, in some cases, it's best to put these two people together at one time and let them rub ego against each other until they can't rub no more. You know, if they are not getting along, you know.
Right.
It's best to put them together at the same time sometimes because, it rubs ego away. But that was just the extra things I threw in for other people. But what you were saying about your situation, which I didn't get, can you explain it again? things was for somebody else in this room.
There's a Thanksgiving holiday, okay. There's a Christmas holiday.
Okay.
There's a family member that wants to be present.
In both?
Well, for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
But some of the family members are going, Thanksgiving's a better deal.
Uh-huh.
So come and do that. But this family member's going, no,
I don't want to do that.
Christmas. I bought a ticket.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting back saying, okay. Now, I'm kind of the observer of it.
Dude, exactly what I told her. You know, I tell myself to be true to yourself. You know, be true to yourself. Whatever decision is, let it come from within, because that knowledge, that wisdom is eternal. Because as a human, we constantly want to measure. And this is activating the mind that wants, you know, we don't want to activate. If he comes, this is going to happen. But he bought a ticket, then he might get hurt.
But if I push him into the Thanksgiving,
you know, so what are you doing? You're awakening the puppy again. And you just follow your heart and see how you really feel, and then follow that.
No matter how
much it will cost you.
I'm an observer in this situation, so it's kind of that I'm neutral, but I'm observing the drama, seeing the actors mm-hmm. and actresses on the stage
and saying, if
you're saying follow your truth and you don't want a person for a particular event, mm-hmm. then.
Yes, be an observer, but the observer sometimes has to act, because otherwise it would drop this responsibility on somebody else to make a decision. So being an observer does not mean you become passive and you don't act. And maybe the responsibility goes on Kathy to act or somebody else to act. What it is, we play our part knowingly. You know, whatever the part is, we play it knowingly. Like I'm a mother. Mm-hmm. This is my part. I'm mm-hmm. not a mother. I have a title of a motherhood. So if I want to play this game willingly, without mm-hmm. having to pull my hair on it, mm-hmm. then I can be in it and not of it to the extent that I know is just the title, and I'm going to perform it as best of my ability. And like I was saying the other time, I said maybe even win an Oscar. Not from the kids, that's for sure. It's all, everything that we want to do in life, every decision making, every business, bring it into the light of one, and then act. You know, bring it to this, and then take responsibility and go forward. First remember me, Baba says. Me is that, I. First remember I, and then do, say, be, think. But how many of us think of I first? And if you do think of I, then the rest become a game. Now the mind thinks. The mind at times will come and bring undesirable thoughts. So what? We don't say we have a pure mind, we just say we have a pure intention. Our intention is in purity. Because the universal mind can go on. Universal mind, when I say universal mind, I mean consciousness.
Yeah, I've been saying to myself, when I, because those thoughts come, I think, God darn. I say to myself, those are my thoughts, that's not me.
It's not your thoughts, darling. It's all of our thoughts collectively becomes consciousness.
But I mean, it's those like, those that are like negative or dual, separate, cause separateness, I just say those are thoughts.
You know what makes it yours?
Me.
You know what makes it ours, not yours? I say it because we're talking together. The thoughts, the energy of thoughts is caught in the duality manifestation, bad and good, okay? When you believe them, you make it personalized, okay? You suffer from the personalization of bad and good. In reality, neither one of them was. It was just an energy, okay? Mm-hmm. So when I say universal consciousness is not your fault, I mean, yes, bad and good exists in that. Mm-hmm. But what becomes your fault is your neighbor believed it and said, believe it. Mm-hmm. And you said, okay, I believe it. Then your mother came and said, you need to believe this too. Oh, okay. Did my father believe it? Yeah, okay, I believe it then. Mm-hmm. So is the believing that made it yours and personalized you and your character. And then we're sitting and say, I shouldn't be controlling, I shouldn't be upset, I shouldn't believe that I can, these are mine. That would cut it all. And how do we not believe it? Not by conversing with our mind, by stopping.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see how we're dissecting it?
Mm-hmm.
Stopping. Of course I will talk about that. What else would I talk about? This is the cause of misery.
Mm-hmm.
Any physical, mental, emotional, social, worldly problem is this. So you cut it from the base, you don't have to go to details.
Emotional.
Huh?
So we don't become emotional?
You become emotional. Be as emotional as you want. Until you decide not to go with your mind. And then the emotion will follow it, your senses will follow it, your life will follow it.
That's when you become misunderstood.
Yes,
everybody's
Tony.
Everybody's standing there believing their mother and their father, and
yes.
You're standing there, no,
yes.
You're misunderstood.
Yes, we are misunderstood. The other night, of course, Joanne, you know more than anybody else, when I said, let's go back, which I want to do that tonight, and I know, I'm sorry, Phil, this tonight has been very intense. I said, let's go and find out if we were born. Tony, remember that I am I and what I'm not, goes back to, and we went there. And each one of us had different things. But none of us agreed that what we were told could be 100% true. And that is a huge opening. You go outside and tell a person, I don't think that I was born, maybe my body was, and they're just going to call for the straitjacket. What do you mean?
I don't know about you, but I wasn't born.
Yeah, you could be born if you want to, but I'm not. But what I'm saying is nothing of individualization. Yes, our individuality was born. Out of a womb of a mother with five